USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey climbed to 22 with more than 1,000 people injured, according to Turkish officials. Rescue workers are still searching for people buried under the rubble of a number of collapsed buildings. Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said 39 people so far have been rescued from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The Disaster and Emergency Management Group said monitoring centers gave magnitudes up to 6.8. They also said it was followed by 228 aftershocks, the strongest with magnitudes of over 5.5. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo lashed out in anger at an NPR reporter who accused him of shouting expletives at her. In a direct and personal attack, America's chief diplomat said the journalist lied to him and called her shameful. NPR says it will continue to stand by Mary Louise Kelly's reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Bacha on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Former California Representative Pete Stark Jr., an influential Democrat whose legislative work helped reshape America's healthcare system, has died at the age of 88. Stark's family said he died at his home in Maryland and did not disclose a cause of death. During his 40-year career in Congress, Stark helped craft the Affordable Care Act. He also created the 1986 law best known as COBRA, which allows workers to stay on their employer's health insurance after they leave a job as long as they pay the premium. Spacewalking astronauts plugged a leak in a cosmic ray detector outside the International Space Station, completing a series of complex repairs to give the instrument new life. The $2 billion Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer could resume its hunt for elusive antimatter and dark matter by midweek. Team members around the world expressed relief as NASA's Andrew Morgan and Italy's Lucia Parmato wrapped up the work on that spectrometer. It was their fourth and final spacewalk since November to revive the instrument's cooling system. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The National Retail Federation reports that Americans will be spending a record $17.2 billion, yes, that's with a B, on the Super Bowl this year. John Clemens reports.
As the 49ers prepare to face the Chiefs for the Super Bowl in Miami, the National Retail Federation reports the strongest sales figures of nearly 194 million adults spending an average $88.65. I spoke to Catherine Cullen at the National Retail Federation in Washington.
While most consumers are planning to buy some food and beverages, you know, whether they're planning to attend a Super Bowl party or throw one themselves, you know, drinks and entertainment are a big part of this event. But about 11% say they will buy team apparel or accessories, decorations, or, you know, a new furniture set to watch the game from.
I'm John Clemens.
Walmart says it's testing higher wages for new hourly positions at 500 of its U.S. stores. The nation's largest private employer, which operates about 4,700 Walmart stores in the U.S., says they're raising their starting hourly wages to $12 an hour. The move comes as Walmart is under pressure to improve customer service. This still lags behind other rivals like Target, as they've announced a plan to raise starting hourly wages to $15 an hour by the end of the year. Amazon led the pack, raising their minimum wage for hourly workers to $15 an hour in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.